Zog the Gemara, daf pehe omid aleph, three words before the end of the omid. After teku. Umoitzi, psar pesach, daf pehe omid beiz, michabur lechabur minayin. Meaning, how do we know that there is an issa to take out the psar pesach from one chabura to another chabura? The last omid we discussed, if there's a psul tuma payoitza, we know pigul and Noisa, there's a tumas yadayim gzeimet abonon, but the etzem din of moitzi bosa pesach michabur lechabura minayin. What's the yisoid of isa bichlal? Zok the Maritanya lo yisoid min abayis min abosa chutzo. No, we're talking about etzem the taking it out. Lo yisoid min abayis min abosa chutzo. Pasuk says behedya bevayis echad yeochel lo yisoid min abayis min abosa chutzo veetzem lo sizbu gabay. That was the whole juxtaposition that. The Kong to Rebbe, the Loisish Bugabai is told in what's it called? In Baizach Yochel. Then only that's that which is edible. Not just boy, etzim Loisish Bugabai, boy, because of Lobby Postal like Chachomim. But rather, the din of Loisoitim and Abayas, and Abosach Chutza. Ainly, let me bias, Labayas, you know, from one home to another home. You go from one home and you place it in another home. Michabura lechabura minayin. What about if you take from one chabura?
Same room.
Oh, so from chabura to another chabura, even in the same home. How do you know that's also going to be considered loisoitzim min habayis? Because not taking it out at home, you're just going from a different chabura. Talmud loymar chutza. What does chutza mean? Chutz lachilosoi. As Zok Rashi in the top, chabura shal shnei pesachim bebayis echad, even in one home. It's called chutza. Zok Rashi koye seir lemelev chutz lachabura lachilosoi. Out of the chabura of the makam achila is a lav of loisoitzim min habayis chutza. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Ami. Hamoitzi psa pesach michabura lechabura. Eino chayiv ad sheyeniach. The Gemara is saying now, your chiddush, it's not enough that you took it out from your chabura. You have to place it down on the floor of the second chabura. And ma'isa hanocha. Mamash like hoitzo Shabbos. Akira v'hanocha. And hoitzo. Zog Rashi ad sheyeniach b'mokim chabura acheres. Why? Zok the Gemara, Hoitzo Ksibei Keshabbos. It says Hoitzo. It says, Lo Yisoytzi Min Abayis Min Abayis Chutzo. Ma Shabbos Da Ado Oved Akir Vanocha. Just like if they need Akir Vanocha, Avocha Nami Ado Oved Akir Vanocha. Zok Drashi Da Oved Akir Vanocha Keshabbos, Da Bino Akir Vanocha, Da Ad Sheniach Lo Nigma Melocha, Da Gabi Shabbos Chol Chibi Chatu Ksiba Asoyso, Ba Oysa Eskuro Lo Yisa Mikzoso. The high name, I forgot the lab. I had to do it so kiosk and be known. Zog the Gemara. What's your rabbi by mammal? Ho yosoiv lim oison be moitois. This is talking about, Rashi explains, is porim an isrofin that have to be burnt out of the gimel mechitzes, like par vesor shiyom kippurim, upar helim dover, par koin mashiach, the nisrof chutz le gimel machnois. And Zog Rashi, we afina besed yom efek shnei siri, Bishapom and Israf Matinoslam, Gimel Machlis, Bekambi and Kibu Matinoslam, Machna Achas, Bitmir, Triv Yotzi, and Machutz Machna, Sorav El Lemelcha. Kevon, Sheyotzu, Chutz, Lemachna Achas, Metame Begodim. As soon as this Bosser, Hanisrofin, leaves one Machna, it's Metame the Begodim of the person carrying it. Like it says in the Posik. Vasorev Oysi Chabis Begodov. Alma, from here we see, Kesheyotzin Menazora, as soon as they leave one Machna. Carrying this Pogim and Israfin. They leave one mach, leave the Azora. It's Metamet here, Begodim Shaleim, Miad. The Afagav the Loin Nach. Even though it says Hoitzah in this Posuk.
It says, Vahoitz is a pal, Mechutz Lamachane, Vesoraf.
And yet we find that you don't need a Hanocha. The Afagav the Loin Nach. Vahoy Ksok, Siv, the Ksiv, Vahoitz is a pal. It says you take out the par. Now, even though it says Vahoitz is a pal, it does not require a Hanocha.
Zog the Gemara, Mosi Vavavav Mama, Lo Yisoyv Lin Oysi Be Moitois, they carried it on Moitois. Moitois is like poles, and you carry it on your shoulder with the meat, with the Psalm Baran Paran Sofin.
Horishoinim Yotzu Chutz Lachoymis Hazora, the first, let's say you have a person in the front and a person in the back. As soon as the first group is Yotzu Chutz Lachoymis Hazora, it's Metame De Begodim, and we merely have to be Mechabes De Begodim. Metame Begodim, Vachoinim, and the ones that are still inside Hazora, they're holding on. Ein mitame begodim. Frag the Gemara v'olay nach.
It says, and after all, it says in the pasuk, "Voitzis apar," and lemaisa it's not nach. So we see it's not dumi the Shabbos. Every time it's so, it doesn't mean it's dumi the Shabbos.
Zok the Gemara, who mois lume faglo benigrorin.
We're talking about that it's nigrar on the karka. And Tosafot once say, don't be karka, can we even betur gimel of the karka, as lovut.
But since it's betur on the karka or betur gimel, it's considered munach, because lovut, or because it's nigrar on the karka.
So memela, it's not shver to what we just established, that a hitzon needs anocha. Lo oilam hitzon needs anocha. Lo yisaitz min abayis min abosa chutzo, yinak mechayim on the hitzon as bosa from chabura lechabura, until you place it on the ground of the chabura. Or betur gimel. That which we find the achronim are Torah the begodim still, and the rishonim are metama. It's not munach. They're still carrying. Teretz nigrorin.
Zok Teretz on the top brings hoytzok sibe b'shabes pirish. What does it say by Shabbos? Al yetsi ishmin koymoi. V'hainu al yotzi. Now from this pasuk we don't learn tchumin, because if you learn tchumin you don't learn hoytzok. The tchumin the rabbonon. I feel my the rice, I know the shine of Loikosov al Yoitzi. Okay, that Tosis continues the Gabe, the din of Hoitzo. But look at the next Tosis. Benigrorin. Oy Marie, the lav daf negrorin. It doesn't have to be mamish on the ground. Ela sheyu toich gimalakaka. Da feel a rabbon and rabbi the less eklut to me shuncha. Dam yebezoi b'mavitar gimel moide. Even if you don't hold up klut kimishuncha like Rabbi Kiva, by mavi I agree that b'tar gimel you say klut kimishuncha. Means the rife I'm going Shabbos. Now look at Tosis going down around 15 lines before the end. The last word on the line is v'im toimar. V'im toimar akati hechi shoyne metame. Why do we say over here that the first group is then going to become a tome? Ho b'shabbos lava hoitzo ki inyin zeh.
He brings a gavaldik akasha. We know the halach is eged kli shmei eged. When you're still carrying something, holding on to it, it's not called a hoitzah. So why should the rishonim be metame begodim? As hoitzah, even if you tell me anochi yusal because nigrorin, but the ma'ase eged, it's still held onto the hand of the achronim in the back.
K'nemuch b'matzniyah v'yesh loim ezakteis ateretz. The
par is totally out. V'afilu leman de'omer hosam eged klish me eged. Hanimi the klish yesh le toich. A kli that has a toich. So then eged kli, it's considered that's not totally out yet. Dein echayvim hoitzi miktsosoi. Shai de'mashe b'fnim yocholoi v'yoi b'fnim. You can bring it back in. But over here we're talking about the whole par is out. Just the person is in, even though he's holding on. But it's not holding on to the par. The par is out.
Just because he has a moit, he has a stick. He's the power is in, but the stick is still out.
You can't pull it back. When you have an eged kli, the kli itself, I can pull back. So eged kli, shmei eged, and it's not called oitzo.
Mashengin the power, I'm holding on to the moit.
The power lo oilam is totally out. Otherwise, the chisaron in the mais oitzo. And it's not considered oitzo bichlal. You have to have the whole item out by oitzo.
And even though the moit is partially out, that's not a chisaron of eged kli because he can't bring it back in.
Now, the Gemara is saying clearly that you need an akira and a hanocha. So it's brought down, b'shem the Briskerov, it's in the stencils of the B'chaim, that there's really two dinim over here. There's a din of loy soitzi min abayis chutzo, and that's taka what we're deriving in this Gemara, it's telling the isha itzo, and that's you need a hanocha also. But mash'enkein, mitzad the isra itself. Let's say a person did not make the hanocha. He took the basar mibayis lebayis without a hanocha. The mere taking it out, the etzim fact that he took it out, already makes that the basar is ochel osa to eat. There's an isra on the basar. Why? Because the pasuk basar besoda trefa loisachelu. That means it becomes a basar besoda as soon as he took it out. Meaning, just like we know, Shchitas chutz, hoitzol chutz, is an iser as soon as it's taken out. So over here, mitzad loy soitzim in a bayis in a basa chutz needs a hanocha. That's milchus hanocha because it says loshen hoitzol. But mitzad the din that it's also as achilas chutz. That's as soon as it's taken out, even before it lands. Als basa besod treif loy sachelu. So once it goes out of the mechitzas, it's nes. It becomes osa. Even without it, ma'isa hanocha in a different chabura. That's how the Biskrov learns is two taka, two dinim. The Mechus Chinuch taka brings such a tzad. Is it going to be an Isser as soon as you take it out? Even though Malkus might only be when there's a Hanukkah, maybe there's an Isser as soon as you take it out. So he says that if it's not called a Hoitzah, because it wasn't Munach, So what then? It's not considered basa besada treif leisa chelu because it's not considered that yotzam imichitzosai until the ma'isa nocha. So really, it's a machlokes how to learn up if it's two dinim or the isa beetzamim without the anocha. Zok the Mishnah, eve she yotzam imichitzosai. This Mishnah was brought down numerous times the past few amudim. And aver, if you have a limb, that part of the limb left the mechitzas of Kotche Kalim of Pesach is Yushlaim. The mechitzas, now true, by Pesach, you now leave the Chabura, but that's a different oitzah, that's a oitzah, that's a din yitzvi mitzad achila. But Psul Kotchem is, Kotche Kotchem is Dazore, Kotche Kalim is Yushlaim. So aver, shalte mitzosai, choytech ha-che migele etzim. You're not allowed to, we're talking about, obviously, from Pesach, you're not allowed to cut the limbs, etzim lesishmu boy. So choyt chachem gyal etzim. You cut until you reach the bone, the koilev, and then you peel away the meat. The one that's out is not edible. The one that's in is edible. Atchem gyal perik. Now, once you remove the meat, you see the joints that are exposed because now you can see where the etzim joins one another. So gyal perik, you come to the joint with choytech, and you can cut. That's all by Korban Pesach. Uva mukdoshin. What do you say? The meat that's in is kosher. Correct. Yeah. You're allowed to be koilev the meat. Uva mukdoshin, by not carbon Pesach, by regular mukdoshin, koitzetz bekupitz. You can take a regular axe, and that which is out, you chop off. She'ein boi mishum shviras etzim. There's no shviras etzim, only by carbon Pesach. There's only carbon of shviras etzim. Min agaf elifnim, an agaf is like a door, what's that called? There's a front of the door and it's behind the door. The place that the door is on itself. The threshold. Where the door is under. The door is on top of it. What's that area called? The stoop, not the stoop. Like the doorpost, like the doorpost on the side.
Post and then you have the threshold.
Okay, the threshold. The bottom where the door actually lands when it's closed. So how do you consider that area? Before that part, it's called Pnim. After that area, it's called Chutz. We're talking about now Pnim and Chutz. So the Mashkev is on the top, I guess, right below, parallel below the Mashkev. So, Mina Agav Elefnim is Kelefnim. Mina Agav Elechutz, Kelechutz. The Gemara is going to discuss the Agav itself. What about that area itself? Hachaloynes v'oyvi hachoyme Kelefnim. Windows and the thickness of the window and the wall and the thickness of the wall, that's all considered Lefnim. The Agav itself is a discussion in the Gemara. But Agav Elechutz, Kelechutz, Agav Elefnim, Kelefnim. Zok Rashi. Mina agav lefnim kelefnim agav kori kol mokem hagofes hadeles shu choyfe v'noikeshom kishesoygoy da'ani misfas apnim yisal oivi ha-pesach ad mokem ha-nekisha shikoyin ravetz mina agav lefnim da'ainu toich ha'ir mamish kelefnim v'oichon sham kachem kalam. We're talking about the psula itzah. Where does it start? So toich ha'ir, it's considered milefnim, it's like toich ha'ir. Mina agav lechutz is mokem ha-nekisha v'agav atzmoy lo yadi hashto. Right now, the Gemara doesn't discuss yet. What about chaloines? Chaloines means chaloines of chaymis yushlaim. The thickness of the wall. Now, even though by the oivi ha-shorim lo yamrinon ha-hochi, by the shorim we say it's totally in the agav, it's a different reason why by mitzirayim we made it kelechutz. We'll see the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Yudom Rav. V'chein letfilah. So Rashi learns up, what does it mean v'chein letfila? Ha'oimid min ha'agav v'lefnim. This is a guy dominating with a minion. If a person is standing min ha'agav v'lefnim, he's mitzdarf to the ten. I'm in the agav, so I'm still considered in the room. Va'oimid chutz lepesach, he mitzdarf. If someone's standing out of the doorpost, he's not mitzdarf. What's the halacha legabe the agav itself? We'll see. But right now we're just saying v'chein letfila, that's what Rashi learns, legabe milefnim or kelechutz. Zog the Gemara, Upligi Reb Shua ben Levi. This argues on Reb Shua ben Levi. The Omer Reb Shua ben Levi, which Shua ben Levi held, said, "Afilim chitzis shel barzel ein mafsekes ben Yisrael avim shemeshamayim." There's no hafsek between the Eibishter and Kol Yisrael, and the chitzis shel barzel also not. So is that no mafsek? So what could a guy be right out of the agaf? There's no hafsek. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. It's talking about being mitzarf to the minion, and Upligi Reb Shua ben Levi that says ein chitzis shel barzel mafsekes. Zok Teisus v'chein letvila pirsh bekuntres leinyan tziruf. Taisa says it's going like Abdul Tirf Asoga. There ain't either. Why? The Be'elu Nemorin in Soita state. Sugi the Gemara halachah of Shuvan Levi. The halachah is like Shuvan Levi. The afilu mechitza baza ain't mafsekes. And in Perikol Gagas mashma storm of the Gemara the mechitza mafsekes letziruf. It's not mitzarif the 10 people. They come a test b'ktan of echad b'gdolei mitzarifin. 9 people in the small room and 1 in the big one did not mitzarif. So how do we say that we pass can mechitza baza slatoli zebezezok toisus not like Rashi? Maybe say the sugi is talking about the chen letvila, meaning gabi shofar megillah. That if you hear the shofar out of the shul, meaning agav lechutz, it's considered that you're mitzarif or megillah. It's considered you're yotza, not. Why? Why would you not be yotza? But it can't be that the pshat. The tanan of the mishnah state how you over achayre beis akneses or she beis somgle beis akneses with shomakos shofar megillah im kivin lemiyotza. So it can be that in agav lechutz it's kalechutz ain't not yotza. So what's it going on? It can't be like Rashi. It's going on tefila because we pass like a pshuban maybe and we pass that is amit zayv and tefila. V'nira l'ri the hocha ma'iril inyan lanois yochid kedusha v'yesh me'rabba mevorach the ein mechitzim avsekes of pshuban Levi. We're talking about. Could I answer Kedusha? Dovashav Kedusha, you need a soga. Could I answer Kedusha if I'm out of the Agaf? There's a minion inside. Could I answer Yesh Megabo? The Ein Mechitzim of Sekhav Shuvan Levi. And the reason why you could is because we talk about Sekhav Shuvan Levi, then Ein Mechitzim of Sekhav. V'nirel Rid, Ocha Marilin, and Lanes Yochit Kedusha, V'yesh Megabo Mavach, the Ein Mechitzim of Sekhav Shuvan Levi. Ulevrev Yehuda Mavsekhav. Oh, quote Rav Yehuda, Mechitzim, yes, Mavsekhav. So, Kevin David Dovish at Tzorich HaSoga, since it's a thing that you need HaSoga, so it's Mafsekes, and Memela, you would not be able to answer Kedusha. V'chehechad ala mitztarif, loinofik yidei choyva. Just like you got mitztarif, you're not yoytze Kedusha and yesh megabo. Just like you can't be mitztarif. Ava shofar leboy HaSoga, shofar doesn't need 10, so there's never a chisorin. It never needs 10, so it never a chisorin. So it comes out of Kung to Tesis, Yehesh Mei Rabin, Dovashik Kedusha, you can answer even though you're outside. And this is not like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, V'chein letfila, Zok Tesis means that you cannot answer Yehesh Mei Rabo. Because the Dovashik Kedusha, you have to say Dafka Basora. Just like Tziruf, we pass in that 9 be'echod and 1 in the other one, Anamit Starif. But if there's already a minion in the room, then it's considered you're downloading the minion from the other room, and likewise you can answer Yehesh Mei Rabo. It's different than a din of Tziruf. Now, legabi the agav itself, legabi the din of tziruf tefila, the biragron, the magen avram, in simenun hey say that we'll see soon in the gemara when it comes to Yerushalayim, the agav itself is not kilifnim. That's dafka for mitzurayim to have a place. Mashenken the stoma, it would taki yes be considered kilifnim, so the asiru could be mitzuruf. So zok the gemara hagufa kasha, we ask the stamas tiri in the mishnah. Why? Amrit min agav lefnim kilifnim. We just said min agav lefnim is like lefnim. Ho agav atzmoi. Now we're going to discuss the agav itself. The agav itself is kelechutz. Eima sefer shteit nesefer min agav lechutz kelechutz. Ho agav atzmoi kelefnim. Zok tomorrow, it depends. Loi kasha. Kan b'shari azora. Kan b'shari Yerushalayim. The shari azora is different than shari Yerushalayim. By shari Yerushalayim, the agav atzmoi is kelechutz. It wasn't as kaddish, the thickness. Why? Because we wanted the mitzoroyin to be able to have a safe haven. Mashen came. Shari Azora, the Oivin were Niskadish. And that's taka the difference. Shari Azora, it's taka kilifnim. Shari Yerushalayim, it's kilichutz. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel Barav Yitzhak, b'malo niskadishu Shari Yerushalayim, b'mnei shemetzeroin meginin tachtein, b'chama b'nei achama, u'b'ksham b'nei akshomim. So they had a safe haven, so they weren't Mekadish, because they can't be in the Mechitzas. Now, Zerashi, very important, Zogdrashi, by Shari Azora, the Shari Azora, we said, when kilifnim, Niskadish Oivyon Bikdusha Sazora. There's one exception by the Zora. Chutz Mishar Niknor. Shar Niknor, the Mitzorah had to come in to be Bahoinus. But if he can't enter the Zora, how could he ever come in the Bahoinus? So they weren't Mekadish that Shar, so he can stick his thumb and be a Mikzas Loishme Bia. Chutz Mishar Niknor Bimnesha Mitzorah Shoim Mitzorah Baoidem Chutzaki Purim. Umakli Mitzorah Baoinoisov. La Zora Mitzorah Mishaleh Chutz Shosh Machnois. Zog the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues. Why is Shar Niknor different than the rest of the Shari Azora? Zog Rashi, Shar Niknor, because Shar Azora, Oimdim shom b'yom shmoin le meisvogai. Lachshen itzrap avigilach v'tova v'herim shimshoy b'shvi. V'edem mechuzik kipurim. He still needs the behinas, the dam. V'tani b'akoyim is mechuzik kipurim shimkol azora. Oin shekores, he still is mechuzik kipurim. How could he enter azora? He can stick his thumbs from the Shai Nakne in. If you take the dam out, it's a psul yaitza. And my thumbs in is not called a bia. Inami zok vashi another teretz shmo bia. It is a bia, but you have no choice. I have to stand lifnei Hashem. There's only one way for me to go about it. Maybe say that do the whole process a step away. No, I have to be lifnei Hashem. So the only way for me to get there is by standing there, and it's exes akosuf. I have to be lifnei Hashem. That's takin pshat. Why you have to dafka be machnez yodol behoinos, because you have to be lifnei Hashem. So that's the only place I can stand, and it's taka a lot to be there. It's lenis kaddish. It's exes akosuf. You have to be there. All right, we'll stop over here by the two dots. Chaloinus v'oivi achoimah.